Now, the big round piece of wood that you'd, with bark on it, maybe, that you put in the fire after it got going, you call that a...
Well, now, we didn't, you see, we didn't have a fireplace that we'd burn that kind of wood in. In other words, we would split it up.
Okay.
We would split it up and use it in the stove, which would only take a piece of wood about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And the fireplace also would only take a piece of wood about that long.
I see. Okay.
Now, the more elaborate homes probably had fireplaces, maybe some of them as long as this thing. And they would have these stands that you talk about, but I'm not too familiar with it. I've seen them.
Fire dog.
I'm not too familiar with it. Don't even know what you call them. But I have seen them. I've seen these huge fireplaces, but we didn't afford that type of fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know too much about them.
Now, what do you call the black stuff that goes out of the top of the...
Out of the soot, you mean?
Yeah. And it goes out of the...
The soot?
Yeah. Okay, it goes up through the...
The chimney, I guess, up through there.
And before you start another fire, you have to clean that white stuff out of the...
Clean the ashes, out of the bottom, yeah.
Okay.
Well, of course, now, not necessarily before you start another fire. Back in the early days, I used to hear my mother and this old maid aunt talk about they would keep that fire. They didn't have matches back in those days. And they would bank that fire at night with these ashes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is when they had a fireplace that didn't have this grate in it. And they would bank that fire at night, so when they got up in the morning, they'd still have hot coals in there to start another fire with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard, I believe it was my old maid aunt talk about occasionally, they'd get up in the morning and there'd be no hot coals there, then they might have to walk 3 or 4 miles to find somebody that would let them have a hot coal to start another fire with and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking about the furniture in the house, can you tell me what kind of furniture you might have in the bedrooms and in the living rooms?
Well, of course, back in those days, mosquitoes were bad, and there was a mosquito ball. I don't know if you're familiar with those or not, but that was a must. Yeah, a mosquito ball on the bed. There was a tista, I believe they called it, on the bed there, and over the back of the bed, and this ball came down and covered the whole bed to keep the mosquitoes out.
Must have had to have a big tall bed, high bed.
Well, this tista thing went up, it was about that high, mm-hmm. as I remember, and it was only over the back part of the bed, see?
Yeah.
And then this ball came from that down to the foot of the bed.
I see.
And was tucked in around the bed. It was a netting, what they call a mosquito ball netting, I believe they called it. And, of course, other than that, in the bedroom there was a chair, maybe a two, and always an armor.
Okay.
The clothes, as a general rule, and things of that type were stored away in an armor, and generally a washstand. Of course, back in the early days, there were no bath facilities in the house. We had the outhouse.